Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Bank Sentral Australia telah mempertahankan kestabilan nilai uang seperti yang diperkirakan oleh para ahli ekonomi, namun disertai peringatan inflasi yang masih tinggi. Sementara itu, bank sentral di seluruh dunia telah memulai pemotongan tarifnya. Mereka juga menaikkan tarif lebih tinggi dari tarif Australia, menurut Gubernur RBA Michelle Bullock. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Sydney Lang dan Sarah Tomeska bagi SBS News. Dewan Bank Cadangan Australia telah menentukan untuk menetapkan nilai uang secara resmi di level 4.35%. Gubernur Bank Cadangan Negara Michelle Bullock mengatakan, RBA tidak memperkirakan inflasi akan kembali ke target semula hingga tahun 2026.
So what does this all mean? Well, the recent data, I think you'd agree, have been a little mixed. But overall, they reinforce the need to maintain a restrictive monetary policy stance and remain vigilant to the upside risks to inflation. The board needs to be confident that inflation is moving sustainably towards the target before any decisions are made about a reduction in interest rates. So we really need to see progress on underlying inflation coming back down toward the target.
Sementara masih bertahan di level 4.35% sejak November lalu, ada kemungkinan pemotongan tarif akan terjadi sebelum akhir tahun ini. Sementara tingkat inflasi masih bertahan di level 3.8%, lebih tinggi dari target RBA 2-3%. RBA mengatakan kenaikan inflasi diperlukan sebelum nilai suku bunga turun. Pengumuman tersebut menghancurkan harapan para warga Australia dari tekanan ekonomi saat ini. Di Sydney, pria ini mengatakan banyak orang yang menghadapi kesulitan ekonomi saat ini.
Look, it's not just me, but in all, you know, a father of five, and seeing the effects it's having on my peers and associates, it's been extremely detrimental for us. More senior people, we've come from an era of high interest rates, so we know what it's like, the fluctuations. But the new generation that are out there with mortgages and setting up families and school fees, I know they're struggling, and it's not just a guess. I'm seeing it every day. So it's very sad to see our future suffering so much.
Seorang sukarelawan di sebuah bank makanan di Canberra, Rhonda Owen, yang sedang mempersiapkan meningkatnya pengunjung. Ia mengatakan dengan adanya kenaikan krisis biaya hidup, lebih banyak orang yang mencari bantuan datang ke bank makanan.
I expect it's probably doubled. Yeah, about doubled in the last year and a half, I think. For some people, after they've paid their bills and their mortgage, food's the last thing they can afford. So it's good to be able to help them. And there's, you know, as we say, no one should go to bed hungry in Canberra. So we do our bit for that.
Bendahara Jim Chalmers mengatakan baik pemerintah maupun bank sentral memiliki tujuan yang sama, yaitu menurunkan inflasi. Setelah kritiknya terhadap RBA awal tahun ini, Dr. Chalmers mengatakan ia tidak menyerang bank cadangan.
I've made a factual statement that the interest rate rises which are already in the system combined with some of these other factors are slowing our economy quite dramatically. We saw that in the most recent national accounts. But these decisions are taken independently by the Reserve Bank. My efforts have been about trying to make the bank more independent, not less independent.
Di pihak lain, juru bicara bendahara dari kelompok oposisi Angus Taylor menuduh pemerintah memanipulasi berita utama inflasi. Namun menurutnya lagi, RBA dapat melihat secara jelas manipulasi tersebut. Bank cadangan Amerika Serikat dan Bank Sentral Inggris mengumumkan baru-baru ini pemotongan tarif dan menawarkan keringanan bagi para peminjam uang. Taylor mengatakan para warga Australia tidak menikmati keuntungan dari pemotongan tarif seperti kedua negara tersebut.
Interest rates are coming down in those countries, but not in Australia. And that pain is being felt by every Australian household who's seen their standards of living smashed, have seen their real disposable income smashed, as Labor completely fails to fight and beat its homegrown inflation.
Michelle Bullock mengatakan, sementara masa terburuk dari inflasi telah berlalu, namun untuk pulih, jalan yang ditempuh masih panjang.
Inflation has come down a long way since it peaked in 2022, both in Australia and overseas. Part of this was the resolution of supply chain issues and energy prices easing, and monetary policy has also been doing its job. But inflation is still above our target, and it's proving to be sticky. Progress in getting underlying inflation down has slowed, and it's likely to have remained slow in the September quarter.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Sydney Lang dan Sarah Tomeska bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.